Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number, as always. And as always, please wash your hands in the unfortunately enduring pandemic. Okay, the interview was in the Irish Times on Saturday. It was by Roisin Ingle, their well-known and well-regarded feature writer. And it was with Johnny Logan on the occasion of the Eurovision, obviously not being on in one sense, and Johnny's incredible success. Successes at the Eurovision. But at one stage, Roisin Ingle mentioned Dickie Rock's name. Dickie, you all know Dickie. And this unleashed, when I read it, I thought it was very odd for Johnny, very unusual. Michael Ryan, Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. When did you hear about it? You said you heard about it and it says in the papers.
I heard it and it says in the papers this morning. It was read out by Fiona Kelly. I think okay. It was on The Sun, which I hope to get later. But I'm cocooning at the moment.
Cocooning, yeah. We'll tweet the front page of The Sun. It's Dickie. Showbiz legends go to war. Dickie, I'll box Johnny Logan's head off. Ace 82 hits back after Eurovision star slams him. Now, this is what Johnny is quoted as saying in the Irish Times. What would Dickie Rock know about being a musician? He asks, not expecting an answer. My life was a lot different from Dickie. And Dickie's idea of an international tour was to have a gig in England. He bought a pub in Spain so he could gig there. That's the reality of it. We know Dickie in Ireland, but go out of here and say Dickie Rock and people will think you're talking about some kind of stone you'll find in a museum. I love Dickie, but he's a legend in his own head. He lives in a fantasy world, you know. I sang, says Johnny, for Pope John Paul, for the Queen of England, Charles, Diana, when she was alive, obviously, for the government of Ireland, for every head of state in Europe. I toured with the Royal Symphony Orchestra.
Well, of course, we say there's no doubt, but Johnny Logan was a great star.
Still is.
Dickie Rock has been one of our most enduring stars over six decades. Dickie started out in late 1962 as lead singer of the Miami Show Band.
Yeah.
And over that period, he had 8 number one hits.
And he's still singing, isn't he?
He's still singing. I think Dickie is still performing up until the time the coronavirus hit this country.
I don't know how. I haven't seen him lately. I don't know how he is, or obviously you don't see
him at the moment. The last time I saw him was the tribute there to the late Brendan Grace. He was performing in the Olympia.
Well, that's not too long ago. And what, do you think Johnny should apologise? Is that what you're saying?
I do. I think if Johnny is man enough, I think he should apologise to Dickie Rock, because Dickie was not by me alone, but by many people, Joe. You know that yourself, as one of our most enduring entertainers.
And Michael, Johnny says Dickie thinks he's an international star because he bought a pub in Spain. Does he not own a pub in Spain, Dickie?
No, Dickie bought a villa, I think,
yeah, which
back
a lot
in
of people have,
in 1980, around 1980 or 81. And he's been frequenting that place, I'd say, over the last 38 or 39 years. I think his wife suffers somewhat from arthritis,
Judy, lovely woman.
Lovely woman, yeah.
Judy,
I interviewed Dickie on local radio about 11 years ago, Joe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, let me bring in... But you're adamant Johnny should publicly apologise.
I do, yeah.
Because it's pretty public. The Irish Times and Saturday is one of the biggest selling papers in the country.
It's disappointing, Joe, that a fellow Irishman should make comments like that about another Irishman, you know? And above all, two entertainers, you know?
Okay.
Two great entertainers in their own right.
Yeah, that's why it's so bizarre. Noel, good afternoon, Noel.
Hi, Joe.
Now, nobody has died here, so we're not going to get... But do you think Johnny Logan should apologise to Dickie Rock?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that Johnny Logan is a national treasure. I've been a huge fan of Johnny since the 80s, and I've really grown up loving Johnny, his music, his talent. He's brought joy to millions over the years, and I sometimes feel he doesn't get the reverence he deserves from the Irish people, like okay. he's revered in Europe. I think he has been over the years so generous with giving interviews. So, you know, he's a joy to listen to. And okay, this interview, lovely in parts, but there were a few provocative questions asked, and I'm just worried that this is going to be sensationalised. And what we need to remember here is that Johnny is one of the best musicians, singer-songwriters, you know, musicians, and you know, in Ireland that we've had, you know. And I just hope people just dwell on that, and rather than just focusing in on what the other thing was said about Dickie Rock, you know. We're all human. We all say things that.
But
you know,
do you think Johnny? My point is, do you think Johnny should apologise?
You know, perhaps, you know, maybe it was the Houston moment response, you know, who knows, you know, perhaps an apology be no harm, you know, and then just to move on from this.
Yeah. You say
but it's just seeing good, it flashed but, on more newspapers
yeah,
today, it's like,
Because the two of them are box office. Johnny is box office
totally.
And Dickie is box office, and I've been for a long time. And you put Dickie Rock on the front page of a newspaper, you put Johnny Logan, and you put the two of them going head to head with a headline, Dickie, I'll box Johnny Logan's head off. And it's even the language is even more florid on page four and five. You want to spat with me, Dickie? That's just a headline. Dickie says he'll give Logan a effing box. And it's not a box of milk tray either he's talking about. And anyway, it's
out of character. It's out of character, because over the years we know Johnny, you know, to be the way he is, a lovely person. I've met him a few times after his gigs at Bicker Street. He is one of the kindest, most down to earth, friendly people you could meet. You always feel better after meeting with him. He always spends so much time with his fans, for photographs, for conversations, for autographs. This remark from the interview is totally out of character. I hope they just nip it in the bud and move on. You know, at the end of the day, we're all human. Nobody's perfect.
Okay, I'd love to hear from either of them. And if they want to just come on and speak on their own, they're more than welcome. If they don't want to engage with each other, if they just want to speak and no questions, that's fine as well. But I think people are anxious to hear what was Johnny thinking of, I suppose, the best way of asking. You're familiar with Johnny. You say Johnny always gives interviews, but he's never said anything like this before, has he?
No, never.
He's never had that reputation.
He is just, it's always, you know, as I say, very, you know, positive, witty interviews, and then he sings, and, you know, could listen to him all day, you know. So who knows how the questions were asked as well, you know, could have been totally taken out of context, who knows as well, you know. There were very personal questions asked as well, and, you know, that's questionable as well, you know, and he may have been taken off guard.
Well, he was asked about the pressures of travelling, that's, isn't it?
Anyway. Yeah, and ask what kind of a husband, you know, all this, like very personal stuff, you know.
Okay.
Really, should we not be just dwelling on the musician he is, the great, you know, singer-songwriter, as I say, national treasure, you know, he is revered in Europe, and I just wish, even if he got half of that in Ireland, I just think, you know, the Irish media have been a bit unfair to him, you know, and he just deserves more respect, and we need to focus on what an amazing, talented person he is.
Okay, and what do you think of Dickie Rock?
To be honest, I don't know a huge amount about Dickie Rock now, to be fair. Sorry now.
You don't
watch? I felt compelled to bring in and just defend Johnny Logan, because I was hoping
that's fair
enough. Everyone
was
going to jump on.
And
you know.
Michael phoned in to defend Dickie Rock, so there's the two of you. And the best way to go is for either or both of them to make a statement and settle this. Maybe we'll get someone to mediate. Because I can only imagine they're buddies, or they have been buddies or whatever. I don't know what... What possessed? Okay, Noel, go to meet him all. Good, Noel. And Michael Ryan in Limerick. Thank you, Michael.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Peace may have broken out between Johnny Logan and Dickie Rock. We've one end of it so far. The statement in from Johnny Logan to us saying, last week I did an interview with the Irish Times in which I was asked to comment on a statement Dickie had made. I told the reporter that it was none of our business, which is fair enough, but then went on to make some... It wasn't a statement Dickie made about Johnny. It was something that Dickie spoke about years ago. Nothing to do with Johnny Logan, by the way. But then went on to make some remarks about Dickie, which at the time I meant jokingly. I regret those remarks. facts now, and I apologise publicly to Dickie. Dickie and I have been friends for many years, and I hope that no lasting damage has been done to our friendship. He's an Irish icon and has my respect, and I'm told that statement is being read out to Dickie Rock as we speak, but I...
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
So what's another year, as sang Johnny Logan so brilliantly, what's another live line? Another live line begins with the fans of both Johnny and Dickie taking their part, saying Johnny should apologise. Johnny has apologised to Dickie, and Dickie has just given us this statement. Johnny Logan was and still is a gentleman and a great performer. We were all friends in this crazy business, and we still will be going forward. Well done, Dickie. Well done, Johnny. Back tomorrow, 1:45. The most important thing in the world at the moment is your personal hygiene and social distancing. Annette Egan produced, and Ray Darcy is next. Good afternoon.